I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, Supreme Court to hear motion for and against application for additional information on 2012 presidential protest tomorrow. NHIA dismisses four officials. State of emergency declared in three Egyptian cities. 3 days of national mourning for Brazil's nightclub fire victims. And senior national team Black Stars play Nigerian counterparts in final Group B match today. First, the summary by Doreen Ampofu.
The Electoral Commission and President Mahama will tomorrow move their motion for additional information from petitioners challenging the results of the 2012 presidential election results. They are praying the Supreme Court to compel petitioners to give names and codes of polling stations, constituency and regions where irregularities allegedly took place. Petitioners are, however, opposed to the motion. Former ministerial nominees have been slated for voting on Wednesday and Thursday. They are Kwesi Opong-Fusu for Local Government and Rural Development, Nana Oyeliza, Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dr. Omani Buama, Communication, Professor Jainano Pukwajiman for Education, and Dr. Otin Eje, Minister Designate, Environment, Science and Technology and Innovation. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has declared a state of emergency in three cities after days of deadly unrest. The curfew will start from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. from today and will be in force for the next 30 days. At least 33 people died over the weekend in Port Said, where a court judgment sparked rioting. And a three-day national mourning has been declared for the 233 victims of a fire that swept through a nightclub in a university in Brazil. The first funerals in Santa Maria are expected this morning.
Radio Ghana News. Accurate, fair, balanced and total.
The news in detail. The Appointments Committee of Parliament will vet four ministerial nominees on the 30th and 31st of this month. They are Kwesi Opong-Fusu, Minister Designate for Local Government and Rural Development, Nana Oyeliza, Minister Designate for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dr. Mane Buama, Communications, Professor Jainano Pukwajiman, Minister Designate for Education, and Dr. Tingeje, Minister Designate Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation. The second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Eboba Atunodro, announced this during the vetting of Mahama Yaraga, Minister Designate for Information and Media Relations, Alhaji Ebi Fuseni, Minister Designate for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Amin Amidu Suleimani, Minister Designate for Roads and Highways, and Clement Kofi Humado, the nominee for Ministry of Food and Agriculture. Four officials of the National Health Insurance Authority, NHIA, have been dismissed for negligence and gross incompetence in the discharge of their duties, which has resulted in the loss of 341,000 Ghana cedis to the authority. They are the Northern Regional Accountant, Abdul Rahman Gadu, Abubakari Abdul Muntari, Scheme Manager, Ishak Abdul Gafaru Sana, Scheme Accountant, and Tahiru Inusa, Claims Officer. A statement from the Strategy and Corporate Affairs Division of the NHIA that after thorough investigation by the authority, it was revealed that their actions and inactions led to the illegal payment of the said amount to Bruham Clinic in the Savelugu-Nanton district. The decision was therefore taken to terminate the appointment in accordance with Articles 7(2) and 37(4) of the NHI Staff Conditions of Service. The statement said it has also directed Bruham Clinic to refund the overpaid amount of 341,000 Ghana cedis within 6 weeks or face legal action. The NHI also advised its officials to be mindful of their actions, as the authority will not spare any official found culpable of any malfeasance. President John Mahama says Ghana is watching with grave concern the deadly threat posed to the peace and progress of the continent by the events unfolding in the north of Mali. He said Ghana is in full support of the international intervention in Mali and trusts that the intervention will lead to a speedy resolution of the crisis. This was contained in a statement he delivered at the 20th Ordinary Session of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government of the African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. President Mahama said most African countries now go through regular democratic elections for selection of leaders. According to him, the era of military juntas and unconstitutional governments is history, adding that the continent is making steady progress in meeting the Millennium Development Goals. President Mahama said women are also making progress in taking their place as partners rather than subordinates in the scheme of things. This progress, he said, needs to be accelerated. President Mahama also took the opportunity to express his gratitude to his colleagues for the support given to Alan Chiramatin's candidature for the position of Director General of the World Trade Organization, WTO. A 43-year-old accountant, Daniel Kwesi Ashiama, has been elected to contest the Bwemba election on the ticket of the NDC. This was at a primary held in the constituency and attended by 322 delegates. Mr. Ashiama polled 73 votes to beat his closest contender, Kiliam Abrampa, who polled 62 votes, while Akwesi Bosumpim had 48 votes to occupy the third position. Six other candidates took part in the primary. The election was supervised by the Jasakan District Electoral Officer, Abubakari Mohamed Shani. The eight other contestants congratulated Mr. Ashiama on his election and pledged their support for his victory. The Bwemba election will be conducted early next month following the death of Water Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel, who was the MP for the constituency. Lawyers for President Mahama and the EC will tomorrow move their motion demanding additional information from petitioners challenging results of last year's presidential election. Nana Akufo-Addo, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia and Jacob Echebelamte have alleged massive irregularities in close to 5,000 polling stations, which they claim substantially affected the outcome of the election. They have therefore prayed to the Supreme Court to annul the result declared by EC Chairman Dr. Farijan and subsequently declared Nana Akufo-Addo as the duly elected president. The petitioners cited President Mahama as the first respondent, EC as the second respondent, and last week the Supreme Court ruled to make the NDC the third respondent. In the application for better and further particulars, President Mahama and the EC are asking the Supreme Court to prevail on the petitioners to provide the names and codes of the polling station, constituencies and regions where the alleged irregularities took place. However, an affidavit in opposition deposed to by Nana Addo on behalf of the petitioners asked the court to dismiss the application because the EC especially has enough information. They say the EC ought not to be allowed to employ the law to compel petitioners to give out the evidence they intend to lead in court. On the other hand, the petitioners have also filed a similar motion asking the court to compel the EC to provide them details of the names and addresses of people registered abroad, their manner and mode of registration, as well as declaration forms for all polling stations and minutes of all meetings held between the EC and the political parties between 2010 and 2012. Meanwhile, the NDC is expected to file its response to the petition by tomorrow, having been made the third respondent to the petition. The court will fix a date for the hearing of the substantive case after all the preliminary disputes have been settled. The head pastor of Bethel Family Assemblies of God, Reverend Nelson Awintia, has asked Christians and the nation to see challenges in 2013 as a test of their faith. It is therefore essential that they remain steadfast and prove their worth in the face of difficulties. He said people always begin a new year not knowing what the year has for them, but it will take fasting and prayers to overcome challenges ahead. Reverend Awintia, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said Christians can get the promise of God through hard work and doing what is right. It is for this reason that a 21-day fast is always organized for church members to renew their faith in God.
There are going to be challenges, and for us to be able to overcome them, we will need some spiritual level of capacity to be able to overcome challenges that may come our way. So this is to position members, families, individuals, and if you like, the community as a whole, so that we all can go through the year knowing that the Lord has empowered us to overcome anything that may come our way. The promise of God certainly will not come to pass on a silver platter. People sometimes get into the year not knowing what the year holds for them. But as Christians, we can only appropriate the blessings of God, the promise of God, when we walk in the ways of God, do His will, and then seek His face diligently on a daily basis. We cannot do without prayer. And so I will encourage the nation, the youth, and every person to do what is right. Let's walk with God, walk in holiness, and then love ourselves, love our nation, and be hardworking. And adding prayer to all this, I'm very much convinced that we are going to be on top as individuals, families, and the nation.
That was the head pastor of Bethel Family Assemblies of God, Reverend Nelson Andrew Awintia. The former Member of Parliament from Vansimai East in the Central Region, George Kuntu Blankson, has challenged the people of the constituency to prioritize their children's education in order to eliminate poverty. He said the trend of current global challenges demands that every child of school-going age goes to school. Mr. Kuntu Blankson said this when he inaugurated a classroom block for the people of the Kumsi Asamai and other surrounding communities in the Central Region. He told Radio Ghana what informed his decision to embark on the project.
Well, that was their priority. As our MPs, they put before me, and I lobbied the Minister of Education, the project department, and they came and did their construction. It was not easy for them. The day I went there and I was told to see that there was another kindergarten that I put up for them. See, it's a resource that will build in the people there, so that they also will feel part of Ghana because they were living on the trees.
Mr. Kuntu Blankson cautioned the people to ensure that they take proper care of the facility.
The advice I would give it to them is to take good care of their request and make sure that school block is well maintained. And you know, as you stand here with me, you could see that there are cracks. Building that has not gotten to about 1 year, there is a lot of cracks. The assemblyman, the head teacher must get in touch with the assembly so that the contractor must be brought to book. We're going to serve about four communities, i.e. Bodukwa, Asama itself, Ejankwa, Jabenkwa, and Owuya and Ofa.
The chief of the area, Nana Ansa, who was full of praise, asked parents to invest in their children's education. He also asked the youth to take education seriously in order to secure a bright future. The presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Ghana, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked churches in Ghana to embrace the outcasts in society. If this is done, many of them will feel loved and fellowship in the churches and, in turn, dedicate their lives to Christ. Reverend Emmanuel Asante was speaking at the outdooring of a new building for the Ebenezer Methodist Church in Accra. Na Mumu Okasa has filed this report.
The dedication service dubbed Ebenezer, That's How Far the Lord Has Brought Us, was attended by bishops from the Methodist churches across the country. Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, in a sermon, said the new church is a monument that represents God's presence. Therefore, any request made in the church would be fulfilled. He added that Ghanaians ought to take God seriously.
This is a message to all Ghanaians and to those of us who worship here to take God seriously in everything that we do. It also means that we must come here to encounter God. I have said that we can rule this country on our knees in this chapel. As we come to have an encounter with the Lord and as we cry unto the Lord to bring peace, justice, stability and development in our nation, God will answer us because it is a moment monument that is there representing his presence amongst his people.
The resident pastor, Reverend Sichi Apia, thanked God for the establishment of the church.
We are grateful to God for today's program. You would all bear with me that it has been very successful. We looked forward to God being with us over the years, and he did exactly that. We reckon the fact that though we put our resources, our time and energy together to build this, we know that our success indeed came from the Lord. For us here at Ebenezer, we can always testify to the faithfulness and goodness of the Lord, which is what we want to recommend to Ghanaians.
The new church, which took about 8 years to be constructed, is expected to accommodate more than 1,200 members.
Namumu Kasa filed that report. The Methodist Guild Ghana, under the Lay Ministries Directorate of the Methodist Church, is supporting two members of the guild to further their education under a scholarship scheme it instituted in 2008. A ceremony has been held at the Mount Horeb Methodist Society at Ahodjo in Kumasi, during which the two persons were presented with checks covering various sums to pay their school fees for the 2012-2013 academic year. Correspondent John Yeboah witnessed the ceremony and has filed this report.
The Methodist Guild is one of the vibrant groups in the Methodist Church, with membership of about 14,000 comprising adults, young people and children. The establishment of the Methodist Guild Scholarship Scheme is in line with the Guild's 5-year strategic plan from 2011 to 2016. The scheme covers brilliant but needy committed guilders. Since 2008, the Guild has supported 10 of such members with 21,000 Ghana cedis so far invested in their education. For the 2012-2013 academic year, the Board of Trustees approved two persons for the scholarship award. They are Edina Safo Ababio from the whole diocese, who is attending Oyoko Methodist Senior High School, and Anita Echampoma from the Kumasi Diocese, also attending Ameniampong Senior High School at Asante Mampong. They each received a check for 600 Ghana cedis as school fees. This support would continue until they complete their schools. The Connational President of the Guild, Godson Owusu Ansah, among other topics, spoke on evangelism, membership drive and leadership training being pursued by the Guild.
The report was filed by our Ashanti Regional Correspondent, John Yeboah. The Ghana Girl Guides Association has established a foundation called the Betty Ofuriata Foundation to equip and train young girls morally. The foundation was established in memory of a former member of the association, Betty Ofuriata, who died in 2008. A hall was also dedicated to the late Betty Ofuriata for her contributions and involvement in the association. This took place during the association's 21st anniversary Thanksgiving service at their training center in Accra. We bring you Nane Kwia Asari's report.
About 5 years ago, the Girl Guides Association of Ghana embarked on a 3-day camp meeting at the Shy Hills. On the last day of their return, one of the girls, Betty Ofuriata, in an attempt to save her friend's life, got involved in a motor accident and lost her life. Due to her contribution and involvement in the association, a foundation was set up in her honor and also aims at helping girls in bringing out their God-given talents. The chief commissioner of the guide, Mrs. Juliana Oforikisi, made the dedication on behalf of the association to the family of the deceased.
Girl Guides Association, in a small way, has dedicated our newly built international hall to the Ofuriata, and today we are here to crown it all with this special service. May she continue to live in our house and in our minds, and may the short life she lived serve as an example to us all, especially the younger girls. Looking at ourselves and over the past year, and the fact that we have all gathered here today for this special program, I believe the three lines ahead for all of us. We as guides are cheerful and give thanks to God as He knows all things and why it had to happen that way. Betty was a brave guy, very cheerful and hardworking, and we can never forget him.
The deceased mother, Mrs. Angela Ofuriata, also spoke of the interests and good works of her daughter while she was with the guy.
Betty was a very happy girl, very cheerful in everything. She always wanted to be part of every occasion and to make everything, every program a happy one. I introduced her into guiding as early as 3-4 years when she was in her preschool. They work at every day camp at the Thai Hill together with the Boy Scouts. The girl guide all climbed the Thai Hill group came down, when they were about to join their bar, which had parked at the other side of the road, she was told that the brother had was hit. So not even thinking, she just crossed the road. Bam! She went off. And then unfortunately, the private salon car knocked it down.
The president of the Betty Ofori Atta Foundation, Madame Crystal Akwa Anku, also spoke about the foundation.
Foundation is to raise money and buy life support machines for hospitals in Ghana. We love the idea of the hall dedication to Betty, and we are very grateful to the Girl Guides for honoring Betty this way and for all of.
My report was filed by Nani Kuyasari. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Supreme Court to hear motion for and against application for additional information on 2012 presidential protest tomorrow. NHIA dismisses four officials. State of emergency declared in three Egyptian cities. 3 days of national mourning for Brazil's nightclub fire victims. And senior national team Black Stars play Nigerian counterparts in final Group B match today. Peace and Love Survivors Association, a group of breast cancer survivors campaigning against the disease, has been inaugurated at Odum in Kumasi. The association, the first of its kind to be formed in Africa, would among other things be expected to embark on a nationwide outreach program to give first-hand information in order to change the general misconception about the disease. The president of the association, Mrs. Vivian Safo, told the GNA that the disease is real and could have devastating effects if left untreated. It is unfortunate that survival rates for breast cancer patients in Africa, as compared to their colleagues elsewhere, continue to widen. This, she said, can be attributed to the intensified education given to identifying, treating and managing the disease. The Chief Executive Officer of Breast Care International, Dr. Mrs. Beatrice Wiafe-Adai, said more than 80% of breast cancer cases are discovered when a patient feels a lump in their breast. She said women should seek early treatment to save their own lives. The police at Kaswa have in two separate operations arrested four suspected robbers. They are Seth K. Baden, 27, Christopher Tete, a 24-year-old taxi driver, Kobna Pinting, 27, unemployed, and Joseph Amagble, 28, an ex-convict. The Kaswa District Crime Officer, ASP Moses Nakoglu Agbene, confirmed the story to the GNA. He said on the 24th of this month at about 4 a.m., the police received a tip-off that Tete Apinting and Amagble had stolen a quantity of iron rods at Obum, a suburb of Kaswa, and were loading them into a vehicle. ASP Agbene said the police patrol team rushed to the scene and apprehended the three persons and impounded the taxi being used for the robbery. In a related development, ASP Agbene said Baden, suspected to be a notorious robber, was also arrested at his hideout upon a tip-off at CP, a suburb of Kaswa. He said during an identification parade conducted at the Kaswa police station, some inhabitants of Kaswa identified Baden as one of the robbers who had attacked them. ASP Agbene said appealed to the public to volunteer information about criminals to the police to promote law and order. On the international front, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has declared a state of emergency in the cities of Port Said, Suez and Ismailia after days of deadly unrest. A daily curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. will be imposed for 30 days starting today. At least 33 people died over the weekend in Port Said, where a court judgment sparked rioting. In the capital, Cairo, anti-government protesters clashed with security forces near Tahrir Square for a fourth consecutive day. The liberal opposition accuses Mr. Morsi of being autocratic and pushing through a new constitution that does not adequately protect freedom of expression or religion. The president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, has declared 3 days of mourning for victims of a fire that swept through a nightclub in a university city in southern Brazil, killing at least 233 people. The first funerals in Santa Maria are expected this morning. Authorities have released the names of 230 of the victims, with three bodies still to be identified. Reports say most of the victims were aged between 16 and 20. More than 100 people are being treated in hospital, mostly for smoke inhalation. President Dilma Rousseff, who cut short a visit to Chile, has been visiting survivors at the city's Caridad Hospital along with government ministers. Meanwhile, Brazil has postponed a ceremony due today in the capital, Brasilia, to mark 500 days to the 2014 Football World Cup. The senior national team, the Black Stars, will this afternoon clash with their Nigerian counterparts in the final Group B match at AFCON 2013 at Port Elizabeth. Black Stars coach Kwesi Appiah says he will field a strong side to claim the top spot in Group B and qualify for the quarterfinal. To this end, he has tipped goalkeeper Fatau Dauda and John Boy, Emmanuel Ajimambedu, Kwejua Samoa and skipper Samwajan to lead the attack on the Nigerians this afternoon. Midfielder Anthony Annan and Mubarak Wakasu will, however, be missing in action during the match. Wakasu was suspended after receiving two yellow cards, while Annan is injured. Still on football, the South African senior national football team, Bafana Bafana, were last night held to a 2-2 draw with the Atlas Lions of Morocco in the last round of matches in Group A in the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Defender Issam A. Adua broke the deadlock after converting a corner kick to give the Moroccans the lead in the 9th minute of the game. The Bafana Bafana came back in the 71st minute to equalize through midfielder May Malangu. Midfielder Abdelilah Hafidi restored the Atlas Lions lead when he powered in a low drive in the 82nd minute. But defender Siyabonga Sangweni leveled the scores for South Africa in the 86th minute. In the other Group A game, played at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth, Cape Verde beat Angola by 2-1. The results mean host nation South Africa and debutant Cape Verde have qualified to the quarterfinal stage of the tournament. Now to end the news, the main points again. The first and second respondents of the 2012 election petition, the EC and President Mahama, will tomorrow move their motion for additional information from the petitioners. They are praying the Supreme Court to compel petitioners to give names and codes of polling stations, constituencies and regions where irregularities allegedly took place. Four officials of the National Health Insurance Authority have been dismissed for negligence and gross incompetence in the discharge of their duties, which has resulted in the loss of 341,000 Ghana cedis to the authority. This was contained in a statement from the Strategy and Corporate Affairs Division of the authority. The senior national team, the Black Stars, will this afternoon clash with their Nigerian counterparts in the final Group B match at AFCON 2013 at Port Elizabeth. Coach Kwesi Appiah has said he will field the best of players to claim the top spot in Group B and qualify for the quarterfinals. A 30-day curfew has been imposed on three cities in Egypt following 3 days of deadly unrest effective today. At least 33 people died over the weekend in Port Said, where court judgments sparked rioting. The liberal opposition has accused President Morsi of being autocratic, and the Brazilian government has declared a 3-day national mourning for the 233 people who died when fire gutted a nightclub in a university. The first funerals in Santa Maria are due this morning. Most of the victims are between the ages of 16 and 20. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.